Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Yen Hum, intuitive healer. Thank you so much for being a part of my 21 days of energy healing for eyesight, insight, and vision. Welcome to day 11. We will be working on deepening the connection between your third eye and your heart chakra. This would allow you to see and perceive insights, strengthen symbolic sight, so you can gain more intuitive insights about how to live your greatest vision. So first, I'm going to clear all issues of the third eye and all issues of the heart chakra, and then I will connect the two, so that you can access what feels right to your own heart with more ease. And that way, discerning what is right for you will just happen with more ease. Okay, so let us begin by just grounding and centering yourself. And I'm going to send you a grounding energy, and bring our attention to our breath and our heart. And I'm going to create a counterclockwise vortex of energy to release from your aura anything you no longer need. And releasing this from head to toe. And I'm just going to allow this energy to spin, and it knows what it needs to do. So just connect to your breathing and allow this to just happen with total ease. And now we're going to connect with higher vibration energies that would allow us to access our own intuitive abilities with more ease. So connecting to the energy of your guides and angels, 144,000 light warriors, connecting to the energy of the field of consciousness of all ascended masters and all miracle workers, connecting our energy with the consciousness of amazing star systems like the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Lyrians, Cassiopeians, and any other star system you are in resonance with, or just call forth all that. And now we're going to just go beyond time and space and connect with the consciousness of civilizations like the Atlanteans, the Lemurians, the Babylonians, the Sumerians, the Egyptians, and any other civilization you like that contributes to you being able to access higher consciousness. Wonderful. So I'm going to start off with working on the physical third eye, just releasing anything there that's energetically blocking it. And I'm going to play with the ethmoid and sphenoid bones to open up that space. There you go. And releasing anything from your timeline that somehow compromise your third eye vision. And now, releasing any and all blocks to being able to access your own third eye vision, your symbolic insights. And any limiting beliefs you have bought into about how your third eye works or doesn't work, or is open or not open enough. Let's release all those beliefs. And now connecting to your third eyes. I'm connecting to the energy of the beautiful unicorn, and just allow the tip of the unicorn's horn to touch your third eyes, and really allowing you to see and perceive greater and greater inner visions, allowing you to see and perceive symbolic insights. And I'm going to allow this unicorn to just download what your higher self is asking for this wonderful unicorn to download for you. And just take gentle breaths while this is happening with total ease, in alignment with your highest and best. Oh, wow. How beautiful is that? Wow. Yes. You've been asking for this for a long time, and you're getting it now. Oh, wow. And while the unicorn is still working with all of you, I'm just going to start gently releasing anything around your heart chakra that doesn't belong there. And this download with the unicorn is still going on for me and for all of you. So allow this energy, allow this beautiful magical being to gift to you the symbolic sight that you've been asking for lifetimes. Awakening in you amazing visions, amazing insights, sharpening your ability to perceive the truth. So let it increase your field of perception as you're able to perceive more and more. So your consciousness expands. So your vision for your life continues to expand. Yeah, just take a few minutes to allow this to happen for you with total ease. You've been waiting for this for lifetimes. Yes, and now we see all the amazing intuitive gifts, all the amazing psychic gifts you had in all the different lifetimes you live. So this may take a few minutes, and this beautiful magical unicorn will activate all that, all the gifts you already have for many lifetimes, that allows you to have amazing intuition, symbolic sight, allowing you to access insights that you've been asking for. Yeah, wonderful, beautiful, 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 yes. And now we're going to take all this beautiful energy in your third eye, and we're just going to ground this, take it to your throat chakra, your heart chakra, and now down to your solar plexus, down to your second chakra, down to your root chakra. So when your insights are really grounded in the first three chakras, you're able to ground them in this reality. And I'm really just gently pulling all these insights and all these amazing abilities, allowing it to just be totally embodied. And now connecting and deepening the connection between your heart chakra and your third eye chakra. So you know in your heart what insights are really for you. And allow this sense of discernment to really just expand and work for you with total ease. Yes. There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. And allow these energies to keep on working for you. And we're going to just be here for a few more minutes to allow a fuller integration of what we just did. Let it integrate in your neurology, integrate in your whole body and all your chakras and meridians, so that you really embody this on every level of your being. Yes. Yes, yes. Wonderful. You are doing a wonderful job of integrating this. Yes. And don't worry about what you're able to see or not see or perceive at the moment. Just allow all these healing energies, allow the magic of these awesome beings who are working with you to keep on working with you, the magical unicorn. Yeah. And now I'm going to ask the universe to connect us with the energy and consciousness of the top 10 most psychic people in human history. And then we'll just download what would also expand your field of perception, your intuition, is in alignment with your highest and best. So now connecting to the 10 most psychic, most intuitive people in human history. Because what one person can do, we can all do. And just in training to that energy allows us to expand and receive that bandwidth of psychic abilities and intuitive gifts. And as we expand our ability to receive intuitive insights, we can expand our own lives and we can help many people. So, yeah, what would it be like to have what Agut Casey had? And to have the gifts Bruno Gröning had. Oh yes, thank you Bruno for being here. Thank you always, always. And what would it be like to have the wonderful healing ability that Brasso has? And Brasso just gazes at people, and they're healed. What if you have that ability? So let's just see what it is like to embody some of that, and then your body knows how to create it, so that it's your own version of these gifts. So what would your own version of Brasso's gifts feel like? And just let it happen. And he's a very giving person, so he allows for us to receive that too. And that's so wonderful. Thank you, Brasso. Thank you, Bruno. Thank you, Agut Casey. And now you can ask to borrow the intuitive gifts, the psychic gifts of a healer that you respect, and see what happens. See how that expands your own embodiment of these gifts. And now, please bring your attention to your heart and just have so much gratitude for your own intuition, for your own third eye, and for your own ability to create the most amazing vision you have of your life. And I just want to express my gratitude to all the psychic healers I just borrowed from right now. That's Bruno Gröning, Agut Casey. Oh yeah, I always borrow from Carolyn Mays. Let's see. I mean, I always learn from Carolyn Mays. And Brasso, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And thank you, unicorns, for blessing this session with all your gifts. And thank you, everybody, for just being you, for expanding your own vision of what's possible, and for really embodying the highest vision you have of you and your own abilities. So congratulations to you for being able to embody the highest vision you have of you and all your healing gifts. Yeah. What else is possible? Thank you for spending this time with me today. And namaste.